Hey, welcome you guys. We got an encore. It's our Friday show. And as I mentioned during the pre-show, this past week has been kind of recovering from a cold. But I got to tell you, the cold didn't bother me at all, given the fact that we had such a great show, a great live show last Saturday night. And there's a lot of people who have been asking me this week, you know, well, when are you going to do it again? And that's a great question. And that's probably a really cool question to ask because that means they like the show that we did. Theater West is a theater company I'm a member of, and I'd like to do it there again. We've had people asking, can you do it in San Francisco? Can you do it back in Miami? All of those are total possibilities. It's just a matter of, you know, what you do is you have to find a producer. You know, you have to find the people that are going to help you sort of set that thing in motion for these venues that are beyond California. And I know people came in from out of town to watch the show. I appreciate that so much. I know that we had somebody come in from Arizona. We had people coming up from San Diego. And I don't think too far afield, but I appreciate that like 1,000,000%. We even had our dear friend Joanna asking, when are you coming to Seattle? Because if you don't, man, there's going to be big trouble. We'll get there, I think. Anyway, thank you very much. And we're going to work on all of that stuff. But it was a really fun weekend. But like this last week, no, it wasn't COVID, bud.
Well, how do you know? Did you test for it?
I don't have to test if I had COVID, man. You just said if I hide. If I had COVID, I would have had a fever, a sore throat. I would have been sick. So how sick were you? Just the fact that I was coughing my guts up, that's all. And I had a stuffed up nose, and I had a whole bunch of toilet paper jammed into a waste paper basket.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's where it should go. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, way to go, Phil. That's a big achievement. Thank you. All right, on the show here today, we'd like to present for you... Did I already do the... yeah, I did. I did the promo, right?
Yeah. You remember me kicking you out of here.
Okay, yeah. So on the show today, I think it's something you're going to find very edifying. We're going to be talking with Steve Bozell, or at least we'll hear Steve Bozell interrupt Larry and Gloria Grover's show. So it's Larry and Groovy, the groovy... it's Larry and Gloria. What is wrong with you? Larry and Gloria Grovier. Let's just listen to this thing. World famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. We have Larry and Gloria Grover in studio. And
we were supposed to do Larry Grover now.
We're on the air now.
Oh,
Larry.
We're on the air now, Larry.
Larry, we'll tell you.
We were going to have Larry Grover and his mother on to do Larry Grover Now, a commentary on...
Yeah, we wanted to do a commentary on what had been going on in the United States House of Representatives today and everything that was going on in the U.S. House of Representatives. And I was told at the last second here by Mr. Henry...
We were told at the last minute that there was an issue.
Well, we have Steve Bozell here.
I don't know who this is.
Come on in, Steve.
First of all, I want to apologize to you, Mr. and Mrs. Grover. We're not married. This is my mother. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Grover and Mr. Grover would still be... Yeah, my name is Mr. Grover, but this is my mother, not my wife.
We're not Mr. and Mrs. in the sense that we...
I understand.
Steve...
Well, see, right there, you just...
That's the essence of the problem. Yeah, that's
getting to it.
Right. Well, what are you talking about?
Wait, go ahead, Steve. You explain, and then we'll...
What I'm talking about, Mr. Grover, and Mr. Henry said this would be best dealt with here on the air. First of all, I want to say something, okay?
Please.
I want to say this. I resent the fact that I had been planning on doing Larry Grover Now.
That's Larry was going to talk about the House of Representatives.
I know, Larry, and I apologize, but Mr. Bozell was here... threatening legal action. I knew that you were about to...
threatening against me?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on for a minute. You know, yesterday I had a very shocking incident where I got an email saying that my Social Security number was being spread all over Texas, and there was all kind of...
Larry was very worried that his Social Security was spread all over Texas, and there were people using it for pornographic...
Okay, I get that. I'm just saying... that this has nothing to do with that.
May I, Mr. Andy?
Hold on, this has nothing to do with it.
Larry, this has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what Mr. Bozell perceives as you imitating him.
I'm imitating this guy. Yeah, now hold on, let me just say. I brought in evidence that I have right here when I heard you on the show yesterday on the Phil, I had just gotten done on the Phil Henry show.
Yeah. Mr. Bozell had come on before you.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember now. I listened to the show today, and you were worried about, you called a man a cuck, saying that he was waiting outside the door with lotions and rub-down juice.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Okay.
Lotions and rub-down juice?
Hold on.
I don't want to talk about that. When you come on after me, my wife April said the same thing. She said that guy's trying to do an imitation of you. I was trying to do an imitation of you. I don't even know who you are, sir. I understand, but it's possible that maybe you've heard me or... No, I don't know. The name Steve Bozell I know vaguely as somebody who's been on the Phil Henry show as a guest.
Okay.
But to actually do an impression of you?
That's what it sounded like to me. My wife said it sounded like you was doing an impression of me and that you were somehow trying to capitalize on my, you know, well-knownness.
What do you mean your well-knownness? You talking about...
What are you saying, Larry? What are you saying, Steve? Are you saying that your notoriety?
Yeah, my celebrity. Your celebrity?
Woo!
Okay, I gotta... Where's this tape?
Hold on.
Mother, I'll handle it.
All right.
You say you have proof. I've got a tape here that I was going to play for you. This is you, and this is me, and it sounds like me. This is you, and it sounds like me.
Why would the Attorney General of Texas sign it?
Yeah, the Attorney General of Texas has nothing to do with the Social Security Administration.
Yes, sir, I know, but it sounds...
According to the letter, my identity had been stolen or whatever. My Social Security number was used to defraud.
So you can see the similarity there.
No, I don't.
I'm having a hard time hearing that.
So, Steve, let me just say this. We've taken this time out.
Wait a minute, Mr. Henry. I got this guy here. I'm on the air yesterday talking about Steve Dooley being a cuck. Well, everybody heard it.
It's not relevant to what we're talking about.
No, I don't think it's relevant to what we're talking about, except in... So, talking about Dooley being a cuck, people turned around and accused me of being a cuck. And now comes this man, Mr. Grover, pretending he's me. Yeah, let's just go ahead and pretend he's me.
Hey, let me say something to you, pal. I've never heard of you. I've heard of you, but I've never... paid much attention to you. Okay, well...
Well, what, you gonna find that he's putting you down that way, too?
I mean, what I'm saying is...
Hold on, Steve, if you don't mind.
You see, you almost called me Larry, and that...
I'm not calling you Larry, I'm calling you Steve. Hold on. You're claiming that Mr. Grover was imitating you as a way to further stick it in and break it off about the cuck thing?
That is absolutely absurd, Steve.
Well, I'm just saying, because all of my friends... My wife... Cliff Pettigrew, Roy Hutchins, my next door neighbor.
Wait a minute. Who are these people? What's the man? What's the guy?
His name's what? Cliff.
My next door neighbor is Cliff Pettigrew. My next door neighbor is Roy Pettigrew and Cliff Hutchins.
Your next door neighbor's Roy Hutchins, right?
Yes, sir. And my workman, my crew chief is Cliff Pettigrew. That's very nice, and I'm glad to hear that. That's Cliff Pettigrew and what is it?
Roy Hutchins.
What has that got to do with anything?
What it has to do with, sir, is that both of them said.
You sounded exactly like me.
Well, I will say one thing. When you panic, you sound a little bit like Larry.
Yes, that's true, because when Larry starts to panic...
Well, hold on for just a minute. I was going to come on here, Mr. Henry. Let me tell you something. You've always treated me fair, Mr. Henry. But I feel like I've been bushwhacked?
Talk about ambush.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like I've been ambushed, that I have been pulled off my horse and pulled into the brush, had my...
Well, what are you talking about, Larry? You talking about some trail rape?
No, I don't want to go there. I'm just saying to you, sir. Let me play a little bit more of this.
Play some of the clip, I should say.
We just stepped over here into a restaurant area. We
Where's your car?
Right there. That sounded exactly like me. Exactly. Okay.
I can see that they're in. How old are you, Mr. Bozell?
I'm 38.
Well, Larry, you're 53.
Okay, but what has that got to do with anything? I'm just saying that it sounded to me. Where are you from originally? Originally, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, I'm a Californian. I don't have the accent. Well, but right there, you could hear it sounded a lot like.
It's across the street. But the thing that happened was, I got this.
See, you don't think that sounds like me? I don't think that it sounds enough like you for you to turn around and come in here while I'm about to do Larry Grover now.
Larry, don't bawl like a bitch. I keep.
Yeah, you got to take your mother's advice. Hey,
let me tell you. All right. Wait. Mr. Bozell, it sounds to me like perhaps you have a case that Mr. Grover sounds a little bit like you, but you're not making any case that you did it on purpose in order to drive home the point that you're some kind of a cuck.
Well, I don't know. That's why I come in here.
Well, thanks a lot for listening to my side of the like I said, Mr. Bozell, you're probably a nice guy. I never heard of you. I wouldn't know you. I wouldn't know you if you dropped dead right in front of me and had a sign sticking up saying, I'm Steve Bozell. I'd still step over you.
Yeah.
Don't applaud that. Sorry. That I find to be very harsh. Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay, so are we going to sit here and spank it all day, Mr. Henry?
Hold on, Gloria, if you don't mind.
Gloria?
Mrs. Grover, if you don't mind.
I'm an overlord, and Elcott the next step.
Is that the religion?
Yes, it is. And I'm not going to have some monkey calling me, you know, Gloria.
I apologize.
Here's what I will say to you, Mr. Bozell. I'm sorry that somebody thinks that your wife is in the bedroom while you're waiting with lotion to rub her down. I don't know.
That's
what somebody said about someone else.
That's what you guys were talking about yesterday about Steve Dooley.
I'm sorry about that. And I'm very sorry that it sounds vaguely like me when you play back the tape of the show yesterday. I'm not trying to imitate you. It just so happens our voices are similar. Well,
I don't think you've got a case, Steve. I think this is a whole, this is what we, like what I said and what Dr. Jim Sadler said the other day, monkey time on the track. Monkey time ain't never coming back, you know?
I wouldn't know. What was that?
What are you talking about, Margaret?
Okay, Steve, so are you clear on that?
Yeah, am I clear on it? I've got to go talk to Dolores. I've got an attorney, Dolores Blaziken. Wait a minute. Are you telling me you're going to a lawyer on this? I want to clarify. I just want to get it cleaned up and clarified. That's all. I just want to take it in, have it looked at, have it cleaned up, have it kind of dusted off and looked at. Yeah, okay. Well, when you get done doing that, you get back to me. I got to be honest with you, Mr. Bozell. I'm saying this with all due respect, but I'm almost hoping you sue me because this might even make the news as one of the dopiest, goofiest...
Well, where are you going, Steve?
Never mind. Fuck this.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Don't come in here, man, and start dropping F-bombs.
Watch it, will you, Bozell? I wanted to come in here and say what it's... Let me listen to this one more time. Play it.
This email.
Larry, let me do it. Larry got the email, and it said...
Well, that's you, mother.
Said, I know it's me.
That his Social Security number had been...
From the attorney...
Well, I mean, that .gov. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
And it says that you...
I don't know. It sounds pretty far out to me. Anyway, Mr. Bozell, I it's nice meeting you. I wish we'd met under different circumstances where you're not threatening to sue me.
God damn.
Mr. Bozell, I'm a fair woman, but to come in and meet a man for the first time and say, I'm suing you because you sound like me, and you're sounding like me because you want to drive it, stick it in, break it off, and twist it, over the fact that I may be waiting for my wife at the door while she's making love to another man and I'm standing there with lotions, rub-down towels, yes, and air spray.
Mark, what are you talking about? Thank you.
See you later, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, that is all the time we have for that.
What are you talking about? I came on here, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry, are you throwing us off?
No, I'm not. I'm not throwing you off. But I'm telling you, we're up against, we've got Jay Santos to come on and plug his shirt.
Plug his shirt? Yeah, see this?
Oh, Larry.
That was pretty crude, man.
Let the record show that Larry bent over and pointed at his ass and said, plug this.
You guys are so childish, man. I bring you on here, I give you this airtime.
Well, I wanted to talk about...
All right, I'll give you a few minutes. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, man. God, now I gotta...
We'll get organized. Don't worry about it. Larry, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. It's Larry Grover. As you well might... If you might well imagine, having been ambushed...
Ambushed.
Having been ambushed that way by Steve
Bozell.
By Steve Bozell, I'm a little bit
put out,
and
I want to talk about
what happened in the United States House of
Representatives
today.
Hold on, are you going to do that through the entire thing? Do what? You're feeding him words.
Yeah, we can hear that. It's going out on the tape.
Oh, for Christ!
All right, let's take a break here on the Larry Grover.
I'll do it. Let's take a break here on the Larry
on the Larry Grover.
On the Larry Grover.
Now.
Show.
Would you like a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show? You would? All you have to do is go to philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass. What is that? It's a subscription to the website for a month or for a year. You get all of the material that is in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show archive and repository of gloriousness and grooviosity. You can get the radio show, the digital shows, going back over 20 years, video casts, home movies. You listen to long-form and short-form comedy. You'll listen to all of it and more at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, plus TV pilots, radio and TV interviews. If it's Phil, it's there. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a backstage pass. Yeah!
Get the backstage pass at the Phil Hendry Show website, worldfamousphilhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online.
Other than porn.
And welcome back. This is Larry Grover now. I am Larry Grover. I have Mother with me here, Gloria Grover. And,
I'm sorry, Larry.
Now what?
Who are you?
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I'm Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
We're up against it, man.
We're running out of time, Larry.
Running out of time. I was told, Mr. Hendry, I understand that, but I also told you, Larry, that you needed to be flexible in case other things came up.
Other things came up. Mr. Hendry, you know, a lot of things can come up. One of them, breakfast, another lunch, another dinner. Things come up and things go down. And in the case of Larry's father, they went down a lot more than they came up. Yeah.
You're the only one applauding that.
Mother, that was very, very unnecessary.
All right. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. My name's Jay Santos. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So they tell me. And Mr. Hendry has said I should come in and plug the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirts.
You're in here to plug a T-shirt. Is that it?
Right. We have a number of different things on the Citizens Auxiliary Police page.
No, wait a minute. This guy is selling a T-shirt.
We promised him the time.
Larry, I don't think there's any point.
You know, I think Mr. Hendry...
Well, I just want to say...
No, wait. I got this coming. I come on here. I got a guy named Bozell wants to sue me because he says I sound like him because I'm trying to stick it in and break it off over him waiting outside the door of his wife's...
Yeah. See, I heard a lot of that. That does sound pretty serious, you know. Just to...
Yeah, well, thank you, but I'm not really asking your opinion. Now I got this gentleman here who is with a what?
I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary. Wow, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir. You understand?
Yeah, what about it?
I mean, we are out here saving lives. You're not saving. You're not even a real cop, are you? Oh, boy, here we go again.
Well, I mean, you might as well tell him, Jay.
What do you mean, might as well? We're out there. Let me tell you, so we take a peek over this shoulder of real police. Let me just
go ahead and
I just want to say one thing. We do have the hoodies. We have the Citizens Auxiliary Police stakeout sweatshirt. We have the Citizens Auxiliary Police sweatshirt and a T-shirt. We have both the men's T-shirt and we have the ladies' tank top. All there for you. Citizens Auxiliary Police sweatshirt.
Now is that a hoodie?
What is this, Mr. Henry? You know what, Mother? Let's get out of here.
Mr. Hendry, I think this has been absolutely an abomination.
I understand, ma'am, but you have to understand that schedule got messed up when Mr. Bozell said that he was going to file legal action. We had to take action ourselves, and...
We are always very flexible. If there's something that is news or something that is breaking news, we've got to interrupt the program.
And you call it breaking news because Bozell said I sounded like him? Because Bozell said I sounded like him.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. I mean, you know, and we had to, you know, had to break in.
But you'll notice that Bozell got run out of here on a rail when it was shown that he...
Right, and in the process, I haven't said the things what I want to say about what happened in the House of Representatives today.
Well, I'll just be a couple minutes, okay?
Just a couple of minutes? So far, what?
Slow down, will you, Larry? You're starting to drool.
Larry, there's drool coming up. Anyway, folks, Jay Santos here reminding you to get a Citizens Auxiliary Police sweatshirt, the stakeout sweatshirt. And I believe these are hoodies, aren't they, Mr. Henry?
I think they are. They look like they're hoodies, but I can't really...
What do you mean they look like they're hoodies?
Oh, all of a sudden you're interested?
Larry.
Sorry.
I think they are.
Yeah, so get a Citizens Auxiliary Police and also the woman's tank top. It's a beautiful thing. We feel the Citizens Auxiliary Police merchandise has been sorely overlooked in promotions on a Phil Hendry show. They talk all the... Man, they go on and on about Ted Bell and that
you know, bowling shirt or wherever it is.
We do talk an awful lot about the Ted Bell bowling shirt, Phil.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we kind of do, Phil. I'm going on about the hoodie and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do I? Let me ask you something, Mr. Andy, as long as we're on the subject. Do I have any merchandise?
No, you don't.
Why not?
Because we just don't have it. What do you mean?
Mother, why don't you butt out?
Larry, you know what? I wish to God you were a member of Elcott. I'd have you leveled molecularly right now until you begin babbling like a Neanderthal.
Well, I'm not, okay? And I'm just saying respectfully, Mother. So do you have any Larry Grover stuff?
No, we don't.
Can I finish this?
Go ahead.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police sweatshirts, but I do want to make the point. I wish to God that we'd had this plug more often on Phil Henry's show.
What?
I said I wish to God we had this plug more often on Phil Henry's show.
What happened to you, man?
All right, thank you, Larry. I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, thanks a lot, man.
Mr. Henry, I think that this has been an abomination to bring Larry on the program. Like we said, I'm not talking to you, bitch. I'm...
Wait, hold on. Your ass.
I'm an overlord.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, mother.
Hey, Margaret,
I'm going to tell you something right now you had. You know something? If you were a member of Elcott the Next Step, you'd be about 2 inches high now in a big baggy pair of panties. You know that? Well, I'm not. Okay, Grandma?
Oh! Hey, I don't want that to happen anymore.
I don't care. You tell that bag to apologize.
Larry, Gloria.
This isn't over.
Ooh! I like that.
What'd you say?
I said I like that. Ooh, you want to go again?
Wait a minute. Wait.
Mother, come on.
You two guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
I told that old bitch.
Wait a shut up, Margaret, will you?
Don't tell me to shut up. You called me an old bitch. I'm Gloria Grover, Overlord Huggy. I could have you shrunk down about this big.
Yeah, whatever.
You know something? You can't shrink anything other than your husband's penis.
Hold on, mate.
Get your ass in.
You do what? What's that again?
Wait a minute. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampry Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
What'd you say? Don't worry about it. We'll speak again about this.
Whenever. I'm open 24/7.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Phil, don't bring these monkeys in here trying to choose me off and not expect something to happen. You got that? Phil?
Yes.
Old bag. You know something?
Wait, hold on, Rory.
Get out of here. You're trespassing.
You've been trespassing on my eyes for the last hour, okay? You have violated my eyeballs.
How's that?
Looking the way you do.
You know something.
Get out of here, you guys.